Welcome to the Works Podcast, brought to you by RoofWorks. Today's episode is called Navigating the Roof Replacement Process with RoofWorks. This is essential for everyone who is interested in having a roof replaced, and this would be a very poor conversation if it were just me. So thankfully, we've got a nice crew of experts in the studio here with us. We've got Ed Davis back with us. He's the Department Head of Residential Roof Replacement. We've got Ted Haddock back with us, roofing consultant, and also Fred Medlin with us. He is a roofing consultant as well. And we're going to essentially go A through Z through the roof replacement process. Ed, you know, I think you guys usually try to hopefully do a repair if you can, but sometimes replacement is unavoidable.
Yeah. So our consultative process starts with obviously the initial contact from the customer, and that can come in a number of ways. Obviously, the phone, after hours, on the weekends, website. You know, that first contact is so important to us. For our customers, we want to make sure that they get to us. So that's important. If you call RoofWorks, someone's going to answer the phone, whether it's during business hours or after hours. So that's what starts the process, is that initial call. When the call comes in, we have people in our office that are trained to sort of vet those calls and try to figure out, is this a repair? Is this a replacement? And sometimes people don't know. I mean, a lot of times people just know their roof's leaking and they've got an issue. And so that information gets installed into our system. With Jill, who's been in here with the podcast before, and in my department inside sales, and she basically will set up either Fred or Ted or another one of our roofing consultants to go out and meet with the customers and determine what's going on and identify any concerns they have and what we need to do to assist them.
Ted, I think it's important to know that, you know, the process for you guys doesn't start when you show up at the door. You know, as Ed said, that, you know, that through that, once that phone call is made, there's a lot of prep work that goes in before you show up and can start this consultation, right?
Absolutely, there is. Yeah, you know, we kind of go into it really blind, you know, unless maybe it's a, you know, friend or family or something that's referred to us. But most of the time, you know, we're helping folks that we've never met before in our lives, and we don't know the story behind, you know, their houses and how old they are and the condition of the roof and the potential of how old the roof might be, you know, and if it was before or after, you know, big hurricane events, could have been replaced with insurance before that. So we try to kind of dig up as much as we can about the house before we go out there to really kind of get a grasp on it, you know, going into it. And that way we kind of know a little bit better questions to ask the homeowner when we are face-to-face. You know, we could put them through a little bit of line of questioning about, you know, how old's the house, how old's the roof, how old do you think it is, or, you know, has it ever been replaced while you've had it yourself, or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And, yeah, kind of identifying a lot of those things kind of helps us better approach really what we're going to end up suggesting, you know, in by the end of it all. But, yeah, I would say that researching a lot of that stuff beforehand really does give us that upper hand, helps us out quite a bit.
That's where modern technology has really come into play and helped out, because we can pull up addresses. Again, internally, we try to ask a lot of those questions, but a lot of times people don't know how old their existing roof is. They moved into the house, or they bought their house several years ago, and they have no clue when that roof was replaced. So we can pull up imagery and see sort of the scope of the job, whether it's one story, two stories. So we're kind of have an idea of how complex it is. We can sort of identify what materials are on it, you know, where it's located. So another piece that they can use from technology is they're able to pull weather reports that'll go back 3 years on that property address and tell us whether or not they've had any measurable wind damage, where they've had any measurable hail damage. And so they kind of have that as well as in their little kit before they head out to a customer on site.
That seems like it would be very helpful. And Fred, can you talk about how this kicks off the consultation process? You've done the prep work. Now we get to meet this customer and hear their side of the story.
Yes, basically what it's saying is, from the first part that the guys were just talking about, is we do our homework in advance before we get out there. We're trying to find out certain details of what's going on before we get there with certain questions. But once we get there, we're on site, we start doing our evaluation, we meet the homeowner, talk about a few of their concerns up front, and then we just walk the property. If it's roof accessible, we get on the roof, do fine detailed inspection of it. We do a lot of work from the ground. Skylights, chimneys, fireplaces, anything that needs to be looked at, we're looking at it to make sure for our point, of what we're going to have to price and what they're actually going to need. Because in our company, we're not out there trying to convince somebody to buy something they do not need at all. If they do need a repair, I know we talked about that earlier, is we have a full repair department that can go out and handle that. But our department is to give you a full assessment of your roof, to sell you a new roof, and for you to invest in that for future reference down the road. But once we start talking to the homeowner after our evaluation, we find out what their needs are, whether it's, you know, they just want skylights, do they want new gutter, they just want roofing, do we need rotten fascia and soffit repaired. We just go into plenty of details with them of what they need or don't want. They sometimes explain to us, hey, you're the third or fourth guy that comes by, what makes you better than the other company, or that company didn't tell us that, or they told us this way, and we try to give them the correct information, and they do what they want to with it from there.
Yeah, and I really want to hammer that in, because that's something that I really appreciate with RoofWorks, is that you have this educational mindset of trying to inform a person so they can make the best decision for themselves, and so that they understand everything that you're going over, the different options when it comes to the different products that you're able to offer. And so, you know, as a customer, that's really comforting to me, knowing that I'm being informed rather than sold.
Yeah, I think, you know, part of the process is we go in. I've said this before on a previous podcast. So we don't assume that anyone is familiar with roofing, because many people have never done this. It is a full-scale construction job at your house for the minimum of a day, usually a couple of days. And so we go in it to educate. We want to – Fred obviously has been doing this for RoofWorks for 10 years now. Ted has been in the industry for about 20 years, so they are familiar with it. They're knowledgeable. And it's important when they're out meeting with customers that they make them comfortable, and that they make them feel as that they're being told accurately and informative of products that we're using, how they're used, and that, again, we're going to do it in the correct way.
Yeah, I want to get into the discussion regarding scheduling and setting expectations and project management. Ted, can you go over how that works when you're visiting or going through a consultation, going through this process? Because I can imagine getting scheduling right is pretty important.
Absolutely, it is. Yeah, scheduling. And, you know, just as Edward said, I have been doing this for quite a few years now. And I'll tell you, if you've got any kind of hiccup in whether it's the communication between you and the homeowner, or if you know you as the estimator slash project manager aren't on the same page with the office or your suppliers or anybody else, and there's any kind of weird discrepancies in there, anything weird like that, then it doesn't exactly come across as, you know, the type of company that you're happy to hire. You know, it's, you definitely need to be on top of all that. And with us, we're not only are we, you know, the estimators, the roofing consultant, but we're the project manager. And so going forward, we found that it's a lot more comfortable for the homeowner when they know that the job isn't being sold to them and then being passed off onto somebody that has never even seen the roof in their life. They don't know anything about the homeowner, what they might have requested when you're face to face. Having us, you know, do that kind of two-part role brings a lot of comfort into the situation. So, you know, heaven forbid anything go wrong, then it is an immediate, okay, you know, we handle it, we get through it, we take care of things just how we promise, and we all move on with our lives, and, you know, with a smile on our face. So
that's a good point that Ted just made, is that Ted and Fred are both roofing consultants, but they also are the project managers on their job. So essentially what he's saying is he's not the guy that goes out there and meets with the customer, gets the contract or gets the job and then hands it off to someone else. And you sort of are playing this game of password where the details can get lost in translation, the more people you're having to share in those details. And so them being the one and only point person on that project eliminates that.
100%.
Yeah, and having that same face with you the whole way, through the whole process, again, that's, as a customer, that's very reassuring and helpful. And Fred, I want to talk about setting expectations, because that's very important for customers, so that they are comfortable with the whole process, they understand what's going on, and you know, there's no surprises. That's one of the worst things that can happen.
Right. And this is what we tell homeowners when we go out. And I particularly, and I'm pretty sure Ted does too, I've been around him enough to know that when we're dealing with homeowners, we set the expectation that this is a construction site. There's going to be debris. There's going to be trash for a couple of days. Please don't get on us about things going on at the moment, because things do happen. But give us the time to clean it up. Let us do to the end of the process. And then if you have complaints, we'll talk about it and rehash it and do what needs to be corrected at that time. But we try to set that up front. Hey, we're going to be here for 2 days. We're going to need your driveway. You're going to have to be careful when you go in and out. Yes, you're going to have to park your car in the road. You're not going to be able to use your garage for a couple of days. We try to set that all up front that, you know, yes, we're going to be there. We're going to take care of your stuff. If something happens, we're only human. We're going to fix it. We try to prevent stuff ahead of time. Some different companies go out and do it the opposite way. They're wide open and then try to correct stuff or just leave it the way it is. We try to prevent things from happening. And we just like to tell them, yes, springtime, you've got your nice flowers growing and there's a possibility that it can get crushed. But most homeowners go, well, it's just one season. We need that roof now. Let's get this roof put on. But we just try to work that out from the get-go. It takes a couple of days to get your estimate to you. You know, scheduling a couple of weeks later of when we're able to get out there. So that's where we're at with that part of the process.
There's also sort of a folder that they'll leave behind with customers that has a numerous amount of pieces of information in it. Usually it's product material that they've discussed on the job. It's also our workers' comp general liability certificates of insurance that proves that we carry that, which is important because, believe it or not, there's still contractors out there that do not.
It also have a brochure in there for the shingles for you to pick out different types of shingles with that in that organization of that type of shingle from that manufacturer.
It's going to have a what to expect flyer that's got it's two pages front and back with about 15 line items on it that explains things commonly that go on during a roof and replacement process. And I'll just touch on a couple of them, but one of the biggest ones that people don't understand is, even though we're never coming in your house, your roof and your attic area, just the banging, the removing of the old shingles, the pulling out of the nails is going to agitate dust and sediment that's in that decking that's under those shingles. And so we always recommend that you go in and take, whether it be some old bed sheets, towels, whatever, if you have anything that's valuable in your attic space that you don't want to get dusty, gritty, to cover that. And that's just one of those things, and it's just kind of a what to expect when this project goes on. And again, it's about 15 of them, but it's a good piece of information so they understand, you know, what they need to prepare for. Another one is if you have any kind of like figurines or statues or potted plants or things like that are you know, very close to the house, you're going to want to move those. Now, yes, will we do that? Obviously, we will, because we don't want to damage them. But we do say, hey, look, you know, you might want to do that before we get here. If you have anything of value that's out in the perimeter, get it away, move it away from sort of the fall zone, as we call it.
Well, having that heads up, again, avoiding surprises is important. And also, I appreciate a good pamphlet, a good folder there, because I know you will explain these things to the customers, but if they're anything like me, I'll immediately forget it. And then I'll be like, well, what did he say about the plants? What did he say about? Well, no, but if I got that pamphlet there, that's very helpful for me.
One other thing, you know, our process is really about, you know, communication. We're going to over-communicate. We're going to over-educate. And at the end of the day, between not only, you know, hopefully when a customer awards us their project, and we've talked about our quality control, we want to make them advocates for RoofWorks when we're done. We want to make them customers for life. And that's the goal. That's the goal we have every day. I know these guys. They're in my department. They show up. We talk about that. And so we're always putting our best foot forward. And that's what we want to show when we're out and we're working with customers.
Well, if you have to go through this experience, hopefully you can get to meet Fred or Ted. And if you would like to pursue a consultation, you can go to roofworks.com, W-E-R-K-S, roofworks.com. For more information. That'll do it for us today. On behalf of Ed Davis, Fred Mendlin, and Ted Haddock, I'm Jason Kong, and you've been listening to The Works Podcast, brought to you by RoofWorks.